Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
Welcome to Day 52 of Joshua, Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is, It is the Lord Who Fights for You. Deuteronomy 20, 1-4 says, When you go out to war against your enemies, and see horses and chariots and an army larger than your own, you shall not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God is with you, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. And when you draw near to the battle, the priests shall come forward and speak to the people, and shall say to them, Hear, O Israel, today you are drawing near for battle against your enemies. Let not your heart be faint. Do not fear or panic or be in dread of them. For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you the victory. Our text today is Joshua 23, verses 9-13. For the Lord has driven out before you great and strong nations, and as for you, no man has been able to stand before you to this day. One man of you puts to flight 1,000, since it is the Lord your God who fights for you, just as he promised you. Be very careful, therefore, to love the Lord your God. For if you turn back and cling to the remnant of these nations remaining among you, and make marriages with them, so that you associate with them, and they with you, know for certain that the Lord your God will no longer drive out these nations before you, but they shall be a snare and a trap for you, a whip on your sides and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from off this good ground that the Lord your God has given you. Yesterday's devotion highlighted Joshua's repeated theme of be strong and courageous. Today's scripture reveals another reoccurring message found in God's word. God fights for you. Joshua 23:10 focuses on this truth and adds an incredible thought. One man of you puts to flight 1,000, since it is the Lord your God who fights for you, just as he promised you. Since God fights for his children, one believer can defeat 1,000 enemies. The odds are in your favor when God fights for you. Max Lucado wrote on the book of Joshua and entitled it Glory Days, Trusting the God Who Fights for You. Today, let his words give you encouragement that God fights for you. Don't you love that image? One man of you shall chase 1,000? I envision a single Hebrew soldier with a drawn sword racing after an entire battalion of enemies. He is outnumbered 1,000-1, but since God fights for him, they scatter like scared pigeons. I picture the same for you, the Amorites of your life. Fears, dread, hatred, and hurt come at you like a legion of hoodlums. Yet rather than run away, you turn and face them. You unsheathe the promise of God's word and defy the enemies of God's cause. You are a grizzly and they are rats. Get out of here. Shame, begone, guilt, fear of death, regrets of the past. Take your puny attacks elsewhere. You were not made to quake in fear. You were not made to be beholden to your past. You were not made to limp through life as a wimp. You are a living, breathing expression of God. What's more, he fights for you. Is this a new thought? You've heard about the God who made you, watches you, directs you, knows you, but the God who fights for you, who blazes the trail ahead of you, who defends you, who collapses walls, stills the sun, and rains hail on the devil and all his forces? Did you know that God is fighting for you? That with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles? Our God will fight for us? That the Lord will fight against those who fight against you? God fights for you. Let those four words sink in for a moment. God, the CEO, the president, king, supreme ruler, absolute monarch, czar, emperor, and raja of all history. He runs interference and provides cover. He is impeccably perfect, tirelessly strong, and unquestionably capable. He is endlessly joyful, wise, and willing, and he fights. He deploys angels and commands weather. He stands down Goliath and vacates cemeteries. He fights for your health, family, faith, and restoration. Are the odds against you? Is the coach against you? Is the government against you? Difficult, for sure. But God fights for you. Yes, you. You with the sordid past. You with the receding hairline. You with the absentee dad. You with the bad back, bad credit, or bad job. He fights not just for the rich, the pretty, or the religious. The big news of the Bible is not that you fight for God, but that God fights for you. And to know this, to know that your Father fights for you, is an unparalleled source of empowerment. Questions for today. Today's scripture begins with a reminder that God had driven out the nations who opposed Israel. How can this reminder reassure you today in your journey with Jesus? These words in Joshua 23:11 follow immediately after Joshua's statement that God fights for you. Be very careful, therefore, to love the Lord your God. Why do you think this warning follows directly after God's promise? Write down specific applications to your spiritual life that come from the truths of today's scripture. Pray with me. Lord, thank you so much for fighting for us. Teach us how to live in a way such that we can be fearless in the face of our enemies. In Christ's name, amen.